the smartest thing for them was not to distance themselves from it completely, but to enable Yaakov to reach a decision, and therefore, in his mind, it was a matter of clothes. That's why that was a, you know, a very sharp plan, the bloody garment, a tearing. And then once he saw it, he recognized it by a rock or also, he was devoured by a wild beast. His clothes, he's not going to mount it. He's not going to mount it. That took them off the hook. Now he may have harbored suspicions of foul play, I mean, but that's just suspicions. I mean, frankly speaking, the rational conclusion was that Yosef was killed. That's the impression I gave to the father. However that cruel that might have been to Yaakov, as we see later on, but they felt they had no choice. They had to do that, otherwise the whole thing would be in jeopardy. You see? Okay. So therefore, this fits in perfectly. That whether they thought of that plan before or not, now the Torah brings into the picture now, because now it's related, there's a relationship. They may not have told it to the event. But I maintain that is the answer. This will answer all the questions we raised. Now we understand why the Reuven did not chase after. Because now to do so would have been an act of open disagreement, open opposition to the plan of the brothers. And we've already maintained that he didn't have the capability of doing it. Now the brothers found out, okay, they forgave him, they understood. They forgave him for the deception. Because they understood that he was motivated by his fear of the condemnation of Yaakov. But now they were opposed. So therefore they would have prevented. And in order to go run after Yosef would have meant again to oppose the brothers. And that he wasn't prepared to do. Had he been prepared to do that, he would have done it in the first place. But he didn't have that option of circumvention, so he had to go along with it. All this, I maintain, is because this is the consequences of what Rashi has said, that Reuven's essential motivation was not so much for the sake of Yosef, but because any that the scandal will be attached to me. And once the brothers convinced him that the scandal would not be attached, that there won't be a scandal, they will be able to avoid that whole issue, so then Reuven went along with it. And that's how the story gets to it. In other words, it is true that as soon as they saw Yosef, they removed that garment. Now, it's not clear at what point in time they had decided what course to take with regard to Yaakov. Perhaps even at that point in time they realized they would need the garment. Yehuda already mentioned the chisino is dama, we'll have to cover the blood. But, you see, but Reuven was still concerned. No cover-up is perfect, there's always the possibility of it being uncovered, no cover-up is perfect. And also they had the other option of not, you know, perhaps at that point in time, there were many options. One option was a cover-up. Another option was to just come back and say nothing happened. It wasn't necessary at that point in time to make that decision. You see? The Torah presents the decision, the plan to deceive Yaakov in conjunction with the complaint of Reuven, as though there is cause and effect, and that makes sense because now is when this plan is put into effect, and it's very much related to Reuven. Ani ana aniva. What am I going to do? So Reuven is now a problem for them, because now they've discovered that Reuven does not agree, and Reuven really wants to save Yosef. But in expressing those words, Ba'ani Yona Aniva, they understood what his real problem was, and they convinced him to go along with it, because the plan that they had concocted of deceiving Yaakov would work. So Reuven chose to go along with it. And in point of fact, it did work. Because Yaakov accepted it. Yaakov didn't accuse the brothers. Although he harbored suspicions that Rashi's all along, you know, the way further on that. But that's suspicions, I mean, and we all have to live with these things. The person has to live on two levels. What basically is basic understanding of a situation, and then there's, you know, you have suspicions, you're not sure. It's true that when the brothers had already said we'll kill him, and we'll say chai ra'ach halazo, okay? that didn't exist, or what bothered Reuven. At that point in time, Reuven was concerned. No, you know, that's a tremendous risk. There's a tremendous risk involved. Okay? So at that point in time, he didn't. It's preposterous. You're proposing a crime, and here's the cover up. I don't want to get involved in it. Let's assume I don't care about the crime. I'm concerned about getting caught. Okay? My attitude before him is ridiculous. It's a thousand people go wrong, and we'll get caught. Okay? But let's say you guys go ahead and commit the crime, and I'm connected, but we don't know. Now I'm really in a panic because I was part of the group. Now, of course, I'm going to go along with the cover up. It's a different situation, different reality. Rather than go directly to the police and admit it and get into trouble, you see, now I'm going to consider the option of the cover-up more and more seriously. I mean, because I don't want to face the police. You see, the situation changes. The situation changes. Beforehand, before the crime is committed, it sounds really great. We'll do it and we'll cover it up and no problem. No, it doesn't sound so great. I don't like that. I don't want to have any possibility of being caught by father. But once it's already been done, I have no, what choice do I have? Then I have no option. I have no choice. So now I'm really concerned I'm going to get caught. So then your plan becomes more reassuring. Now I have to go with your plan of a cover-up. So there's a shift here. There's a difference between the attitude before. You see, before they act against Yosef. Before they act against Yosef, Reuven's desire is to avoid any type of a crisis with his father. So then the cover-up is not an appealing thing. It's always business happening. We'll kill him and we'll cover it up. I mean, that doesn't sound very appealing because cover-ups fail. Why should I go with a cover-up? I want to save him. Besides from the fact, I mean, as we said, he came to the conclusion that he was really not deserving of this. Even though he can't evolve. I mean, there's mixed motives. After the fact, after it was done, he lost his options. Since he wasn't there, and they did go ahead and sell him, Reuven's options now became extremely limited. What were his options? What were the options? He couldn't go running after Yosef because that was the brothers were opposed. He couldn't go and tell Yaakov because then he'd have to face the same thing, condemnation. Why'd you let this happen? So he really didn't have too many options. At that point in time, they came up with the idea of the cover-up. Then it was much more appealing. Yeah, that's the way to go. Because then the choice was, then the choices that he had, you see, to run after and try and save Yosef. Couldn't do it, because of the brothers. Go back and tell Yaakov. Couldn't do it. A, because that's, the A, because of the brothers would oppose that, and B, Yaakov would criticize. So then what were his options? So the brothers told him that this is the reality. He sold him this way, but didn't kill him. And the only option left is to deceive Yaakov, and that has a very good chance of working. Oh, if that's the case, so then that's the best plan. Right now, after the damage has been done, that's the best plan. But before the damage has been done, that's not the best plan. Before the damage has been done, the best plan is not to do it. I asked the question, well, why did Reuven come up with the idea of the cover? I mean, Reuven's behavior makes perfect sense. We're talking about a real person. His whole mindset was to come back and save him. So this is a shock. He comes back and there's a shock. He doesn't know what happened. So he runs to the brothers. And he's in a state of panic. He's not sitting back abstractly now and studying the Tosfos. I mean, there's a real situation over here. So the answer is he doesn't want to think about these ideas. His mind is not working along those lines. His mind is working along the lines he's going to bring back Yosef to the father. That's where his mind is at. He's not thinking cover-up. It's not something he believes in. He doesn't believe it was correct to do what they were doing. He thought it was wrong. He thought it was wrong. You can't just say he was only concerned with his father. He thought it was wrong. But as I said, Rashi tells us that motivation is important. So he's thinking like, I'm lost. That's when the brothers told him that this is what we're going to do and it's going to work. And yeah, he went along with it. It's not, his mind wasn't looking for cover-ups. He was disturbed by what they did. The criminal is the one whose mind is involved in the cover-up. The one who wants to avoid it, he's not thinking cover-up. So that's not a valid question. And it's true, Mark is saying, you see, Reuven tore his garment. I mean, he's in a certain state of mind. But more than that, I'm saying, is that he's not involved. Those who are plotting the crime are involved in the cover-up. His energy is not involved in fixing the cover-up, because he doesn't believe it's the correct thing to do, nor did he think it was going to happen, so he's going to come back and find Yosef there. So for him, everything that happened was a shock.